America's founding document, the Declaration of Independence, asserts that we have rights because the Creator has given them to us. But today, many cultural elites deny that there is a Creator, and they point to evolution as if it's an established fact. David Reeves is the founder of David Reeves Ministries, which is based in Tennessee. He's a weekly news columnist on science and the Bible. He's author of the books Wonders Without Number and 21 Verses Backed by Science. He's been featured on various outlets, including the History Channel, the NRB Channel, CBN, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and so on. And he's heard regularly on Christian radio. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome David Reeves to the program. David, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
Sure. Okay, so is there a God or is there not? It's very important because, as I said earlier, the founders of America said our rights come from God. Well, if there is no God, then bye-bye rights. You know, I mean, unfortunately, the 20th century, by the way, is filled with examples of that very phenomenon. But here's the question. Evolution is often presented as if it's a fact, as opposed to the idea that, you know, what the Bible says, that God created the heavens and the earth. So I want you to go ahead and wax eloquent. What do you think when people tell you, oh, evolution is a proven fact and creation is basically more of a myth?
Well, absolutely. At first, I should address that you mentioned America's founding documents. What's interesting is that America's founding documents actually tell us that we are endowed not by our government, but by our Creator with inalienable rights, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which means that they can't be taken away by our government. They are endowed by our Creator. So if you take away the idea that there is a Creator, that there is God, then you literally are handing back those rights to whatever else there is. And that means that the government gets to choose if you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So it really is a crucial issue for us. But you're right, Jerry. Everybody is telling us that that evolution is science. Science has shown us that we don't need God, so therefore we can reject him outright. And what I've found is exactly the opposite, that science is raw data. Science, that's the facts, and the facts don't change. However, scientists have reinterpreted the facts to try to say, well, everything happened by chance. When in reality, everything that's being discovered in the scientific community, where we could speak for hours on astronomy, biology, geology, paleontology and dinosaurs, genetics and DNA, all of these different fields are pointing overwhelmingly to design. And as Dr. Wernher von Braun, who sent men to the moon, pointed out, you can't have design without a designer. And I know who that designer is.
Okay, so let's say we see this chart, and it shows a monkey, and then the next phrase it shows a chimpanzee, and then the next, and the monkey keeps evolving supposedly, and then you have modern erect man, he's walking, and you've seen this timeline, you know, all our lives we've seen this. Is that based on truth? Are there certain skeletons that you can find that go like that from, you know, the one to the other to the next to the next to the next, or is that essentially made up?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Jerry. And what we've found is that each individual creature that you see in this sort of ascent from ape-like creature or from chimpanzee-like creature to mankind, each individual creature might be partially true. In other words, yes, we have found Australopithecus afarensis, Lucy, and we found a good portion of her skeleton. She was found in Ethiopia. She's been for 40 years, she's been studied, but she's placed there in the middle of this ascent as apes begin to walk upright and turn into humans. She's placed as if she's somehow evidence of this transition, when in reality, what we know about Lucy is that she was a 65-pound, 3.5-foot tall chimpanzee-like creature. She probably fell about 40 feet out of a tree, fractured her pelvis, which there were some very artistic reconstructions that took place. But when her pelvis was put back together, they put it back together in a way that made it look like she walked upright. So she became placed in the center of this chart that you're talking about as proof that apes began to walk upright and then finally turned into humans. So in reality, what we have is an extinct ape, no transitional species. You could say the same thing for creatures like Artie. You could say the same thing for creatures like Java Man. And Java Man was a complete exaggeration because he was constructed from just one tooth, one tiny fraction of a skull, and one femur bone. And this entire creature was developed that was supposed to be a transitional species, a missing link. Well, what we found in the anthropological record is that there are apes, there are skeletons of humans, and there are complete hoaxes. There are no transitional species that have ever been found.
Wow, that's amazing. And by the way, so in other words, the missing links are still missing. And let me just give one specific example. In 1915, they found what was called Piltdown Man, and it was a skull, a human skull, with an ape-like jaw. And it turned out that even though this was found in 1915, it was accepted for almost four decades until 1953 when it was discovered to be a deliberate hoax. It had been stained. Somebody took the skull of a man and then, you know, glued to it the jawbone of an ape. But this was all fake. And yet, during four critical decades when evolution wasn't accepted at first, this, you know, was like a showcase for evolution supposedly being true, and it was fake. So here's my question. Are the missing links still missing?
Yeah, every missing link is still missing, including, I'm not talking about just for human evolution. I'm talking about for the evolution of any creature. We don't see a proto-trilobite developing a compound eye. No, instead, what we see, the first creatures within the geological record are fully formed trilobites. Those are deep sea creatures, kind of like underwater massive roly-polies, and they're fully functional. So you don't find the transition from one species to another. You don't see a whale turning into a wolf. You don't see a hippopotamus turning into a giraffe. We find none of these missing links because they are completely missing and will never discover those things because if the Bible is correct, then that means that all creatures were formed, each family of animal was formed to perform a specific function, and you can't break the genetics of one family to another. In other words, it's not possible in biology to get from a fish to a bird to an ape to a man. God has placed boundaries within our genetic code, which means that, sure, we can adapt. Sure, we can have different skin tones, eye colors. Sure, birds can have different shaped beaks, but they're not going to turn into anything other than a bird. We are not going to turn into anything else because that is the way we were specifically created.
You know, some people will say what you just said, and they'll use the phrases microevolution versus macroevolution. Microevolution is the tiny changes that occur within kind. You know, of course, we'll adapt, you know, those things you were just talking about. Minor little changes that don't change, you know, who we are, or who the creature is. But macroevolution is essentially this gigantic leap of faith, in effect, where, no, one type of creature became another type of creature. And you're saying basically there's no evidence for that second, that idea of one creature, you know, becoming another type of creature. It just doesn't exist. But we're, you know, but evolution is crammed down our throat, you know, in the textbooks and in the museums and, you know, in movies and television specials, etc.
Yeah, well, Jerry, that's where I would say we have to start being better at defining our terms. I speak in churches and conferences all the time, and I give a talk on the language of evolution because we shouldn't really be answering the question from these skeptics. Oh, so do you believe in evolution? Most of us, if we're going from a biblical perspective, would tend to say, well, no, I don't believe that. But instead, what we should be saying is, what do you mean by evolution? Because if they come back and they say, well, what I mean is mutations, you know, things mutate over time, then I would say, if that's how you define evolution, then yes, I believe in evolution, because we see mutations all the time.
All right, wait, let me stop you real fast.
Yeah.
Do mutations ever in the biological record, are there cases where mutations make an organism better so it improves? Because in effect, what evolution is saying is that there were these mutations at just the right time and they made these species more advanced, you know, as opposed to, you know, most, for the most part, mutations are harmful, right? So,
right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So here's what I would say. Mutations will never produce Darwinian evolution. They'll never turn one creature into another. And to put it into perspective, Berkeley's top example for a beneficial mutation, the best example that Berkeley can give is sickle cell anemia. And that's definitely not something that is going to turn one creature into another. It only very selectively benefits an organism in a malaria-stricken environment. So what we need for evolution is not there. It will never be there. And as the great theologian, the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, once wrote, He's like, one day children are going to be laughing about evolution as being the most foolish notion that ever crossed the human mind. And science has advanced to such a degree that I think we're almost there.
Your website is David Reeves Ministries. Reeves is spelled R-I-V-E-S. DavidReevesMinistries.org. In the couple minutes that remain, tell us about your ministry. I understand you have a science center now, a museum, so forth. People can visit in Tennessee. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. So David Reeves Ministries, we've been producing Christian media since I was 18 years old. And so we produce Animal Planet style documentaries. We do PhD lectures. I speak in churches all around the country. We have a free magazine, which you can sign up for. It's a print magazine that goes out every other month. It has children's articles, science articles, activities, and so forth. It's 100% free of charge. You can find that on our website. And then we just opened up the Wonders Center and Science Museum just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. It's the largest science museum in Tennessee at over 100,000 square feet. We have kids' activities, hands-on activities. We've got whole exhibit hall dedicated to dinosaurs and astronomy and every other category imaginable. It is a massive museum, including one of the top 10 planetariums in the world out of over 4,000. So it's this great place for singles, couples, families, and you can get to that website at wonderscenter.org and start planning your visit.
And does it cost an arm and a leg to get in?
So there is an admission cost to get in. I think it's something like $20 for children and $35 for adults, but it is well on par, in fact, well under any other activity that you could possibly take your child to, and you will get a whole lot more out of it because we're not going to teach children that they're cosmic accidents, that they're nothing more than animals. We're going to teach them that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, made in the image of God.
Wow, that's great. Okay, 20 seconds left to close out. DavidReevesMinistries.org. Again, Reeves is spelled R-I-V-E-S. Does it matter about the Creator? Is this just a moot point?
We have to trust in the truths of the Bible. There is a Creator. All of science is pointing to it, and He has been faithful. He's left His fingerprints all throughout creation. All we have to do is keep our eyes open.
DavidReevesMinistries.org. David, thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.